good thing. So moving forward, hopefully we can learn some stuff in that.
Was this a simple case, Jason, of maybe all the adversity that was faced this year kind of catching up to the pesky Sens?
I don't know. It's my game benches, and a lot can happen over the course of a series. And you know, if we get behind a couple games to a good club like that, it's tough to come back. But hard really to figure out what went wrong right now.
Showing the last couple of games with 13 goals, and they're pretty talented offensively. Is it just a case of you guys not having an answer for them offensively?
Well, obviously, you know, we're not happy with how it ended with two blowout games like that. It doesn't reflect on the way our season went, but you got to give them credit. That's a good hockey club over there. They don't miss when they get chances. We gave them too many freebie chances. You're not going to beat a team like that when they get as many chances they had.
Jason, how healthy were you when you came back?
I don't know. It's hard to say. We'll talk more in a couple of days. I'll go over with you.
Okay.
Everything that kind of happened. I don't want to take away kind of from them winning and the loss of them. But yeah, it was. I was stretching to try to come back. It was. We get down. And you hope you can be a jolt. And I wasn't sure what capacity I could play at. And I'm actually, it's positive that my back felt good, and moving forward, it gives me, good positivity to move forward health-wise towards next year.
That's what I was going to say to you. At least you can go into camp next year and go and say, hey, I was able to play the last few games of the season.
Of course, there's no doubt I'm going to have a strong comeback season next year, and I'll be able to put the work in this summer.
You were close, but not close enough, and I think they've shown that for the whole season, and they definitely showed it this series.
Is this a case of maybe the team just kind of running out of gas here after a long, grueling regular season?
Maybe. We come in here and we're playing probably the best team in the league, and we're trying and trying, but we get to pay for every little mistake we make, and that's why they are where they are, and we're standing here.
Good learning experience, though, from a team that looks like it's poised to go on to us.
Yeah, if you look 3 years back, we weren't even in the playoffs, and last year we were first round, and this year we're second round. It's shown that we're taking strides forward, but that we still have a long way to go.
With that said, Eric, does it just excite you even more for the upcoming season, the next season?
I think so. We know we have a good thing going, and it was a lot of fun going in the second round, and we played Montreal and played well and came here, and it was a lot of good things as well. I think we just gotta leave it as it is. I think we played the better team, and sometimes there's not much you can do.
Based on what you saw from the
pen, you just didn't have an answer for their offensive work.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, a lot of things got to go right. In game three, we had a lot of puck luck. As far as from my end. Tonight, they throw one off the post and I step on it and it drops off and falls right on the stick. So, if that goes the other way, who knows? Like I said, everybody's got to pay attention to the details, and it's a collective effort. Playing a solid defensive game is not just one guy. It's five guys working together, being on the same page. And there's going to be mistakes made, and it's how you recover and how you battle for each other. And some nights you can recover from those mistakes, and that's okay.
They seem to kind of wear you down as the series went on. Do you think the fact that you have a lot of young players, is that a factor as the season went on? They're such a veteran club.
We're young, but that's not an excuse. The bottom line is that it's a physical game out there, and it was one of those games. Just the whole series was a physical battle, and we threw everything out there. We laid everything out there. We didn't hold anything back. To come up short, knowing that we left everything out there, it still sucks to lose, but. Knowing that you look in the mirror and saying that we left everything out there, you got to be proud of your effort and proud of what we accomplished.
You look at what we were able to, accomplish this year, and for myself, anyways, I'm
very proud of the job that we were able to do.
With all the adversity that was faced this season, did it just kind of catch up to you, do you think, maybe?
I'm not sure. You know, you look at some of the goals and, you know, we just made, you know, some mental mistakes. And against that team, they capitalized. You give them